This is called Katya Whitcomb, March 12th, 1867, aged 3 years, 8 months, and 12 days. At least they gave you a most beautiful place. If I had loved even your finger, I would have grieved. Somehow I do, here on the old Buckeye, in what was once the town of Box Elder. Your parents farmed hard. All I know seems sudden, shocked in your sod. We honor your death as we might grieve thanks to the moon for a grand companion. I said the creek is your magnificent mixed-blood way. I always wanted an Indian mother called Kate, a father who didn't give in to the hardship of dirt. No one is playing in your yard. Eldon Ackerman ranches it now, tells me within the first hour of friendship that he and his wife will also be buried on this rise. He loves a perfect stranger. He's taken the end of the day to guide us to your grave, surrounded still by rail, your father split, splinters decaying right down into your space. I'm sure you were beautiful, little one. You barely wore gingham. I could likely count in my palm butterfly time you caught in 3 brief years. You are flying away. You have been here since 1867. You are a hummingbird hovering near my wife's red hair, probing for snow melt from the mountains, drawing closer, moving sunset into us. Prickly pears at your feet keep away the snakes. Eldon says he killed 30 rattlers just last year. Your parents had 160 acres of homestead, proved it up with a structure within 12 months. Your solitary grave is all that's left of the original ranch. Even the rumor of 2 strays at your side are someone's dream of Indians and their unmarked hard. Life in the prairie winds breaks your breath back across the rawhide flats. You are floating and you are ribbed deep in the earth. Even in my cough, as I gentle your dust back to the car and drive it all the way to Cheyenne. Didn't you once say, I love you? Wasn't I not there to answer, me too? If I had loved even a finger or toe, dear one, I would have shamed the town into your name. Box Elder is gone, the Buckeye Ranch too. Your bones remain, dusting the crust of cattle caught in the grays, giving us what little meat we might be lucky enough to eat before we sink into the sinking sound of grass browning now.